the Soul Coaching Oracle Show with Hannah Yamaya.
Hey, 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 you guys. It is Hannah Yamaya, your Soul Coaching Oracle, here with accepting of light and dark. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this, owning who you are, and that's the name of this, it's called Own Who You Are. Nobody can ever be pure good or pure evil, as some people say. And some might put it as that, but in fact, when it comes to experience, there is no right or wrong. There is merely experience. Amy Schumer said, "I am not who I sleep with. I am not my weight. I am not my mother. I am myself." You cannot stand in your power unless you know who you are and own it. The strengths and the weakness, the shadows and the light. If you do not know who you are, claim it. You will look to others for permission to be who you think you might be or desire to be someday. If you know who you are with conviction, no one can define your worth, take away your power, bring you down, or say what is possible but you. If you own your shadow, no one can call you out, for you would have already claimed it. So who are you? A lot of people do not know who they are. There are consequences for deeds. Us humans as a collective would deem as wrong in this world. But believe me, when I say that prison of pain and anger that causes someone to perpetrate certain bad deeds, and the guilt and the internal suffering that follows these deeds is worse than any man-made prison on earth. Today, I wanted to talk about how we all are light and dark. And as you guys know, I'm a spiritual advisor, and one of my clients hit me up yesterday, and she was so distraught. She did not like who she was. She did not want to be who she is. And this segment is inspired by her. So if you're listening and you know who I'm talking about, this is for you. So you guys, stay tuned, as I'll be back with more information about accepting light and dark. Okay? Owning who you are. This is your girl, Hannah Yamaya. I'll be back in 30 seconds. Hi, you guys. My name is Hannah Yamaya, and I'm here to give you guys a little information. This is not a paid advertisement, but this is a paid advertisement. I want to invite you guys to join my mentorship program. It's a 6-month program that includes self-work, shadow work, self-care, self-love, using the 40 laws of the universe on how to co-create with the universe, how to claim your birthright of prosperity, how to live a vibrant life, how to have a powerful, loving relationship, how to reprogram your subconscious, and how to create your daily spiritual practice. Also in this program, you will also be learning how to do tarot cards, how to do Reiki 1, 2, and 3. Inbox me or call me at 980-435-1623. if you want to register, do not hesitate to inbox me or call me, text me, send me a call or anything. This is your girl, Hannah Yamaya, with the Intuitive Life Coaching Guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Check me out on Facebook at Sacred Creations and Healing LLC, or Life Coaching and Intuitive Guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Have a blessed day. All right, you guys, I'm back. Now, Nelson Mandela once wisely said, "As I walk out the door towards the gates that would lead me to freedom, I know if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'll still be in prison." There are many labels in this reality of right and wrong, but as a spiritual being, let us not forget that there is no right and wrong when it comes to your life, when it comes to who you are. There is, however, a light and a dark energy within us. And within us all lies subconscious, unconscious energy, and conscious energy. The one cannot exist without the other, ladies and gentlemen. So within the dark or subconscious energy lies energy that is of low, dense frequency, which is our purpose to transmute into light energy. And we must remember to refrain from judging the energy, as it is merely just energy. Energy is 99.9% empty until you observe it. And I don't know how many times I'm going to say this in these segments of my podcast. Heavy energy, light energy, low frequency, high frequency energy. Once we begin to label parts of ourselves as good and parts of ourselves as bad, we create a dangerous rift within inside of our being that further causes the growth of the shadows in the subconscious. We label ourselves as mentioned. We create the belief within our subconscious and subconscious mind that we are broken and unable to love, and that we are not perfect just as we are. No situation in your life is going to be perfect. No relationship in your life is going to be perfect. We're not perfect. We're perfectly imperfect. So if you find yourself hating yourself, not loving yourself because you feel like you are a bad person or you're a good person, but you cannot be a bad person without being a good person, the truth is that we are perfection just as we are. We carry light and dark within us, and the one cannot exist without the other. Striving to be only a good person, a person of pure light, is fruitful. And it will drain your energy and it will cause more damage in your subconscious, which means that one day, when the pot can no longer hold the boiling liquid, it would explode and your life will turn upside down. And this what happens, this happens all the time to people who always seem to be surprised and shocked as to what just happened. Desiring only one side of something is like deciding that you prefer the sun, firmly denying the existence of the moon. Let me just say that if you did this, you will experience intense disappointment and heartbreak. And every time the moon shows up, and it will, pain is there to teach us, to help us uncover who we truly are. And we are all returning back to who we truly are. Abati at a very variety rates of urgency. Now, some of us feel on an urgency to return home, and others have not yet discovered that there is a home outside of this reality. And you create the reality that you want to live in your life. Now, when you hear me say home, I refer to home as a place of pure love, oneness, and peace. It is not somewhere in the distance. It is within us. We are not traveling anywhere. Rather, we are peeling off the layers of who we are not so that we can return home to who we truly are inside. The oneness that I referred to above is also another term for wholeness. The ability to accept everything that is without labeling, without division, without judgment. Striving to be only a good person is the opposite of striving for oneness and wholeness. Firstly, you will not be able to be whole because you're denying the instructed aspects of yourself. And secondly, you will be unable to achieve oneness because if you deny your own dark side, ladies and gentlemen, you will be vehemently opposed to dark side of anyone you encounter, which will lead you straight into the ego's game of judgment and condemnation. So, as empathics, a lot of you guys out here are empathic. And as an empath, people who have integrated their shadows, they can feel into a recognition of the shadows of others and will respond with compassion and understanding. And some of us are like that. But a lot of people do not accept themselves. One thing about knowing who you are, ladies and gentlemen, is the number one key to knowing who you are is acceptance. Accepting ourselves as a full package is essential in the shadow work. Loving and accepting ourselves fully as we are the only path to healing. Now, in my mentorship program, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to talk about my mentorship program because this has a lot to do with my mentorship program, and I wanted to just flow it out here. We work on self in my mentorship program. We heal the mind, then we heal the body, and then we accept it. The first 4 months of my mentorship program, we wake up, we reprogram, we affirm, and then we align. And the last 2 months of the program is healing and alignment. And so the reason why I say that is because a lot of people are feeling like they're healing. And then when they start feeling good and they start healing and they feel like they healed enough, they stop healing. Healing is a never-ending process. It doesn't stop because you thought you were fully healed. It doesn't stop because you went to your spiritual consultants and they did a Reiki treatment on you. It doesn't stop because you went to the doctor and the doctor said, you are good. You are fine. Your vitals are great. I don't see any cancer. I don't see any diabetes. I don't see anything wrong with you. You are fine. We may be fine eternally when it comes to the organs, when it comes to the dieting, and when it comes to our heart, when it comes to anything that has to do with modern medicine. But holistic medicine, we talks about healing the mind, healing the brain, healing the soul, healing the spirit. Our earthly bodies are healed by the things that the doctors say that is healed. But are you healing your soul? Are you healing your spirit? Are you healing your mind? Today, I want to talk about how love is unconditional. You do not say, I love you I love you. But love is not conditional. Anyone who has children will tell you that love is unconditional. But if you're saying I love you to yourself and you don't have the unconditional love for self, ask yourself, how can I love myself if I look in the mirror and I see nothing but a mean person, a bad person that does not have good traits, that does not have good and bad traits? I'm going to take a break, you guys, and I'll be back with more. You guys listen to, I hope that this is lingering, and I hope that you are writing down the answers to each question that I have asked. Stay tuned. Hannah Yamaya. Hi, you guys. My name is Hannah Yamaya, and I'm here to give you guys a little information. This is not a paid advertisement, but this is a paid advertisement. I want to invite you guys to join my mentorship program. It's a 6-month program that includes self-work, shadow work, self-care, self-love, using the 40 laws of the universe on how to co-create with the universe, how to claim your birthright of prosperity, how to live a vibrant life, how to have a powerful, loving relationship, how to reprogram your subconscious, and how to create your daily spiritual practice. Also in this program, you will also be learning how to do tarot cards, how to do Reiki 1, 2, and 3. Inbox me or call me at 980-435-1623. If you want to register, do not hesitate to inbox me or call me, text me, send me a call or anything. This is your girl, Hannah Yamaya, with the intuitive life coaching guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Check me out on Facebook at Sacred Creations and Healing LLC or Life Coaching and Intuitive Guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Have a blessed day. All right, you guys, I'm back. Now, remember we was talking about how love is unconditional. First and foremost, we need to love ourselves with the same intensity that we love our children, how our parents loved us, or how we always wished our parents would love us. Love is the absence of division. This reality is one of the dualities. This is how it is designed. For everything you can imagine, there is an opposite. One aspect cannot exist without the other. A battery cannot have only a positive end and only a negative end. We cannot have only a summer or only a winter, only a dry season and only a rainy season. We cannot have a north without a south, an east without a west, a day without a night, a hot without a cold, a masculine without a feminine, up without a down, left without a right, and on I could go all day, but I think you get my point. Denying any aspect of reality would be ignorant. Wouldn't you agree? So why is it that we choose to deny certain aspects of ourselves as if we are not part of this reality? We are very much part of this reality. It doesn't mean that this is the only experience that is real or that it is our default position. But we are very much inside of this particular reality that at this particular point in time. So we are therefore a part of it. Now, I know you guys like, what the hell is she talking about? Shadow work. Shadow work is something that people do not work on. People do not know nothing about. And today I'm going to tell you guys about shadow work. Now, the second step in shadow work is to accept all aspects of reality, including all aspects of ourself, of yourself. It is imperative to accept our light and our dark side as building blocks of being. that we are. If you were looking to, if you was looking at a building that was a that was built using blue and red bricks, and you decided that you did not like the blue bricks and decided to have them removed, the whole building would come crashing down. This is how we need to think of ourselves. Removing any of our building blocks would cause us to come crashing down. All the building blocks are essential, and they are for a reason. Even the ones that we don't like, there may be some aspects of yourself that you don't like, but regardless of that, you need to love yourself unconditionally. Your child may possess behaviors that you don't particularly like, but that does not mean that you love him or her any less. So we need to love ourselves this way. Remember that light and dark makes up who you are and who we are as a whole. Your shadow is there for a reason, not as a part of you that is wrong or bad or a mistake or some sort of punishment. It is your greatest spiritual teacher. Accept yourself as a whole being. Entering a lifelong relationship with yourself today, and accept that you will come as a package deal. Now, we can embrace our too much. The world needs your medicine, woman and man. Remember, you are a medicine woman and a medicine man. You heal yourself, and when you heal yourself, you heal the world. We are going to break generational curses, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening to this podcast and you've been listening to this podcast since 2019, you are on the verge of breaking generational curses. Now, do not underestimate the power of reclaiming your so-called weakness, with the rights of understanding that these can be the most precious things of all. Most often than not, our weakness is actually exactly things that we are making our unique gifts. Our unique gifts are meant to be fit perfectly into the linear world. That's why we are unique. Everybody is unique in their own way. Now, think of the parts of you that you're tired, that you're trying to fit into a box. The times that you are being accused of being too much of something, too sensitive, too emotional, too sexual, too opinionated, too honest, too blunt, too big, too little. This too much is just a way of saying your uniqueness is different, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. Say you are someone who is too sensitive. Perhaps you are drained by crowds and being around other people constantly, and thus crave free time on your own. Perhaps when you don't give yourself the solitude, you are quite grumpy, and people call you selfish and rude or whatever. So you try to endure this craving for solitude in order to fit in with the rest of life. To bind up the things that you are too much of. In doing this, this unique thing about you becomes the thing that you need to overcome. But what if this so-called weakness was actually your strength? What if this craving for solitude was actually your medicine? What if by giving yourself the medicine that you so crave, you stumble upon your true gift to the world? What if your sensitivity was not something that needed fixing? Rather, it was your gift. What if it was the solitude that filled you up and allowed you to do the work that you are here to do? What if your so-called weakness was actually your greatest gift? think about that. I'll be back with more on what if your so-called weakness was your actual greatest gift. Hannah Yamaya. Hi, you guys. My name is Hannah Yamaya, and I'm here to give you guys a little information. This is not a paid advertisement, but this is a paid advertisement. I want to invite you guys to join my mentorship program. It's a 6-month program that includes self-work, shadow work, self-care, self-love, using the 40 laws of the universe on how to co-create with the universe, how to claim your birthright of prosperity, how to live a vibrant life, how to have a powerful, loving relationship, how to reprogram your subconscious, and how to create your daily spiritual practice. Also in this program, you will also be learning how to do tarot cards, how to do Reiki 1, 2, and 3. Inbox me or call me at 980-435-1623. If you want to register, do not hesitate to inbox me or call me, text me, send me a call or anything. This is your girl, Hannah Yamaya, with the Intuitive Life Coaching Guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Check me out on Facebook at Sacred Creations and Healing LLC or Life Coaching and Intuitive Guidance with Hannah Yamaya. Have a blessed day. Now, I'm back, you guys. Hannah Yamaya, namaste, ashe, whatever you want to say, hallelujah, whatever. Now, remember before we went on the break, I was talking about what if your so-called weakness was actually your greatest gift. In the wrong setting, for example, working in a open plane office, sensitivity and need for solitude could be seen as a weakness. But in the right setting, say spending your day creating your weakness could actually be a unique gift. And by giving yourself the medicine that you crave, this unique gift can be an alchemist into the medicine for the world. In the wrong setting, for example, working for an unethical corporation, your highly opinionated, true speaking nature gets you in trouble. But in the right setting, saying forging a new way of an ethical leadership using your art to have the conversation that you want to have with the world, your weakness could actually be seen as a gift. Before I step into my current work, being a leader, a spiritual teacher, and a writer, I saw myself being too sensitive or feeling things too much. But since realigning my entire life around my true nature and giving myself the medicine I needed, these so-called weaknesses are actually now my greatest strength. My sensitivity allows me to write from the heart and pick up on the slightest subtleties into my clients' energy. The empath and the deeply relates. My craving for solitude was a craving for the very thing that nourished my true nature. The solitude was my medicine. And by honoring this, my medicine is transmuted into medicine for others. When I am nourished by the solitude, I am able to feel and hear the words that are mine to share, to allow my writings, my creations to flow through me. Today, my whole business is built on my so-called weakness, on those parts of me that were too much. What makes you different from others? What part of you have you been trying to change in order to fit into a box-shaped world? If you inquire deeply enough, you may just discover that your greatest weakness may in fact be your greatest strength. And in living in service to that, your true medicine will be transformed into medicine for others. So I'm here to tell you guys, I want you guys to rise. Rise, my brother, rise. Rise, my sister, rise. What you have to be accused of being too much of, too sensitive, too opinionated, too sexually, too passionate, too emotional, too honest, too much of being present, too delusional. This is your unique strength. What does this unique strength demands from you in order to nurture it? This is your medicine. How can you realign your life so that your medicine could be an alchemist into the medicine for the world? This is your gift to the world. My unique strength is, my unique medicine, my medicine is, my gift to the world is. Say that. This is my gift, whatever it is. My unique strength is my weakness. Whatever that weakness is, it's a gift. Whatever that weakness is, it's medicine to the world. It's a gift to the world. Think about that. So, without further ado, stay out your cage. Get out your cage. Remember that the more you allow yourself to be in your cage, the more you will feel like that you are not good enough. The cage isn't real. You are allowing your ego, your mind chatter, to trap you to thinking that your weakness shouldn't be shown. Your weakness could be your strength. Use it. This is Hannah Yamaya, your soul coach and oracle. I hope that you guys enjoyed this show. See you guys tomorrow at 10 o'clock p.m. a.m. Eastern time zone. Love and light to you all. Bye, you guys.
It's the Soul Coaching Oracle Show. Have a good night.